I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I know it's weird to talk about first world problems, but
it's hard.
I think we're the kind of show that can do it. We're the kind of show that has the strength to... You know what my favorite part about talking about this is?
What's that?
Your voice.
Whatever.
Because you do this thing where you're like...
I get all quiet and reverent.
Oh, man, you're so strong.
You're so brave.
You have this gear that you get into. What's weird is then when you're actually consoling me. Like, remember when I passed out on the air?
That's right.
And you were consoling me?
I was.
I now know what your real consoling voice is, so I know how full of crap you are when you're doing...
I thought you were going to say that I was being facetious when consoling you.
No, I hope not. I wasn't sure, but
that was really
the thing. Oh man, that's so true.
No. I was
because you were like pulling a pillow and like I'm like putting that on my head. Oh yeah, I can't breathe. That's wow. Okay, so here's my first world problem, and we're going to let you have our radio station.
Yeah.
There it is.
That was sincere.
That's it right
there. That's sincere.
We want you to get your first world problems off your chest.
Be brave.
So my first world problem is I drink a lot. Everybody knows that. But like, I really enjoy vodka drinks where the vodka is cold. Yeah. You put your vodka in a freezer.
Thank you.
And it's then like whatever you're mixing it with, tonic or... whatever it is. So it just makes it, your ice cubes don't melt as fat, just everything about it.
Upside, all upside.
There, thank you. So I live in a world where I can have a chilled bottle of vodka in my freezer. I think I just bought a new 1.75 of one of my favorite vodka. I think it might have been Tito's or something.
Look at you.
Throw it in the freezer to make sure it's nice and chilled. The other morning, my kids are like, Dad, do you have any more of the Eggo? Eggo makes like these French toast bites.
Oh, I
you just
think
put
I've
them
heard.
In the toaster, and then it's like they cut into four little French toast bites.
Pretty good, are they?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, let me check. But I had just opened my freezer a second earlier to get something else out, so I have a Sub-Zero freezer.
Of course.
One of the top of the line. Mm. Okay. So it came in the house. It was a foreclosure. Anybody who's like, you snooty son of a...
No. Slacker was forced to have to use this. Yes. It came with the house. He had no choice,
yes,
people.
My high-end, it's only available on hot, like episodes of Cribs kind of fridge, is it came with the foreclosure. Okay. So the Sub-Zero freezer, and I'm getting to my first world problem, people. After you've opened it once, does this vacuum thing. Yeah. Where I think a lot of nicer freezers do that. So then the next time you try to open it.
Forget it.
It's trying to open Fort Knox. It's not coming open.
All you're doing is yanking the fridge away from the the wall.
Absolutely.
That's all you're
like, pulling on it. And finally it's like, and I fling the door open finally. And my never been opened, completely perfectly chilled bottle of Tito's hits the... Bolivian rosewood hardwood floors in my
hand-hewn whittled
and shatters.
Okay, so the bottle of unopened
Tito's, it's open now.
The high end shatters.
Oh, it shattered.
Oh no.
So my first world problem is because I like my vodka cold and I have a really nice freezer that tries to refreeze every time you open it once. Because of those two circumstances, it created a perfect storm in which an entire 1.75 liters of Tito's vodka went out of my floor. And then I had to clean it up.
Heaven forbid.
Because I didn't want it soaking into my Bolivian rosewood floors.
Hand hewn. Please tell me you got like a kid's juice box straw and just...
Now I was getting my kids ready.
Oh, so they're present. They're there.
They're there. They all jumped out of the glass debris field.
Nice.
Had it not been a day where we had things to do, I would have broken an orange juice bottle.
Got out my straw.
Invited people over for hardwood screwdrivers. So that's my first problem.
Dude, the fact that you could share this pain.
I know. I am very brave. Courageous is one of the words I would use to describe me, but brave. Now, still, if you get your face real close to the hardwood, it smells like a martini.
Oh, my gosh. The problem.
Our intern Mike just told me a really good one,
okay.
too. So he's got a car, and in his car, whenever it gets low on fuel, it will like give him one ding, like to warn him, hey, you're about to run out of gas.
Yeah.
But whenever the windshield wiper fluid is almost out, it never stops. Just ding.
What?
How do you live?
Constantly.
That's annoying.
That's a first world problem right there.
That hurts.
So I saw another one on a website the other day, and this is actually one that has happened to me more often than not. Mm-hmm. I know it doesn't happen to you because you're a purger. You're a neat freak.
Yeah.
The other day, like when you get a Starbucks or you grab a bottle of water or something and you get in your car and you want to put it in your cup holder.
Oh, yeah.
But so I have, let me see, at my disposal in my truck, I have four cup holders right there.
Nice.
I have two way up on the console and two kind of next to where the gear shift is. And one of them is business cards. Another one is spare change. Another one has dental floss.
Oh.
And the other one has my gum in it.
So you can't ever use.
I have had to hold. A beverage.
What? While driving?
In my hand while driving.
Okay, now my life is coming to play.
I know!
Now this affects me.
It's bad!
I have kind of one close to that.
Okay.
Too. You guys know I fill up a Nalgene bottle of water and bring that thing with me everywhere all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And my cup holder, it's got like the little stackable system so that it's like,
oh, you can get the big gulp in there.
Right. You can get the big gulp or like a simple can of Coke, you know, like you can fit it in there. But the Nalgene bottle is like half a centimeter too big. So I can either set it on top and it wobbles just a little bit, or I just have to throw it in the front seat on the passenger seat.
No!
That sucks.
That can't happen in America.
I know, right?
All right, so here's what we're doing.
By the way, can I just reiterate how brave both of you are today?
Do you have one you want to share, or are you just going to let the...
No, I'm kind of above you. I've solved all my first world problems.
If you've got a first world problem, we're giving you the radio station. We don't care what it is. But it's time for you to be the brave one.
Yeah.
We've shown our brave side. Buck up, little camper. I don't know if I can do this, man. This is hard. If you want to get out your first world problem, we'll take it next. Caitlin.
Yay.
You're so brave. For even making the call, you are brave. What happened? What's your first world problem?
So I literally bought an Amazon Echo so I don't have to get out of bed at night and turn off the light switch.
Good for you. Because nothing sucks more when you get comfy. The pillows are perfect. You got everything just,
You know, it's cheaper than an Echo.
What's the
clapper.
Yeah, that's true.
I know, but the thing is, too, I have a smart home, so I could literally go on my phone and turn it off there, but even that's a lot of work.
My God.
You just
made it so first worldy.
I love it.
Like, yeah, my phone's on a charger, the cord's not long enough, so I'd have to... So now I just want to say, hey, Echo! Turn the lights off, all right?
Exactly.
And that happens for you. Well, that's...
Caitlin, you're very brave.
You are brave. And there are people who loathe you right now. Thank you for the call. Hey, if you want to stop by my house later, we're having screwdrivers on the floor.
Yeah, it's a party.
And it's not as sexual as it sounds. Mike.
Yay.
First world problems.
All right, so my wife called me the other day. Told me that her car is not reading her text messages aloud to her any longer.
What? So wait.
Yeah.
So what? She has to pull over and read them or break the law and read them while driving?
Yeah, she has to read.
Oh, she has to go old school?
Didn't connect or something like that. Yeah.
What kind of world do we live in?
In a pull over?
No. Stop talking, Steve.
No, I don't.
Stop.
That is beyond
That is beyond the pale is what that is. And I don't even know what the pale is. But that, sir, is beyond it. Jennifer?
Yay.
Beyond the pale. Sorry. Okay. First world problems. What do you got?
I'm living in a fifth wheel
camper with my 13-year-old husband, 2-year-old, 4-year-old, and two
dogs. Hold on, did you say 13-year-old husband?
Got to respect that.
That's what, are you a school teacher?
No. On 35 acres, but 40 feet away, we're building our brand new house.
Oh, no. Okay, I see what you're saying. You got to live in this...
in this lap of luxury that's nicer than like people in the favelas in Brazil live in a cardboard box. She's slumming it. She's glamping while someone builds her a mansion on 35 acres.
Good point.
Are you okay?
But we just got electric and Wi-Fi in the camper about a week ago.
Damn, you were roughing it.
So you've been without Netflix for all this time.
My 13-year-old was about to kill me.
You mean your husband?
Yeah, that too.
It got awkward. All right, thank you for the call, Jennifer. She said 13-year-old husband, right?
She did.
I think she meant 13-year-old, comma,
yes,
husband. But probably. Okay, Camille?
Yay.
First world problems, what do you got?
So I have a car that has an umbrella in the door, like if it rains or whatever.
Oh.
But the issue is it takes too long to get the umbrella out that the door starts to shut because it has an automatic rain sensor so that your car doesn't get wet. So you can't get the umbrella out.
Camille, I know what brand you're driving and I know.
Shut up.
Yeah, she's driving high end, super high end.
But so the car is too smart. It's like, I want you to get the umbrella, but I don't want my seats wet.
Yes.
So it closes on you.
Because that umbrella in the door is the high-end feature of that brand.
For real?
Yeah. Let's just say she's driving a Silver Cloud, probably.
Oh! Wow. That is a first world problem. Thank you for the call. Caitlin?
Yay.
First world problems.
Yeah.
So when I got engaged 2 years ago, I had this big diamond ring, right?
Okay.
But when I was hot, it was too tight on my finger. And when I was cold, it was too loose on my finger.
Oh, I know. Right?
This is the worst.
But I couldn't size down because when it was cold, I wanted to size down. But if I size down, it'll be too tight to even get on my finger. So I was just constantly annoyed whenever I was cold with my
ginormous.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's hard, you know, and then the contracting and the expansion of temperature.
Thank you for the call.
Hang in there, Caitlin.
I hate how sick we are as first world problem people. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.